a keg of beer.
All I need is some tasty waves, cool buzz, and I'm fine.
It's butt cold out here, and I'm fresh out of beer. I'm back! You can rally!
Woo! That's cute. I remember when I had my first beer.
You fellas been doing a bit of boozing, have you? Sucking back on Grandpa's old cough medicine?
Why do you want that beer so bad?
Because he's thirsty, dummy.
Not to indulge in any alcohol, drugs, sex after 12, or any other illegal activity.
I had a beer with the old biker man at the end of the street, and he let me touch his old lady's titty.
Good man. You set him up, and I'll knock him back, Lloyd. One by one.
Pack your ass, my good man. Time to kick back, drink some beers, and smoke some weed.
When I was your age, my dad shared a beer with me, and I thought it was not the best thing in the world.
Just like the movies, we play out on the last scene. You won't cry, I won't scream.
Hey everybody, it's The Voice, and I'm back on the couch for December. You know, for October, we did scary movies, Halloween-themed episodes. Well, December, it is the most wonderful time of the year, as the song says, and we're going to celebrate here at Drunk at the Movies by watching some Christmas classics. And this week, we kick things off here in December by celebrating with our good friends, the Griswolds. I am referring, of course, to National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. Now, if you're any kind of a good fan of comedy films, you should already own this. If not, you should be able to find it. If you need to buy it, go to fcfnetwork.com, click that Amazon banner, go to Amazon, buy it. We get a kickback at no extra cost to you, and you get a delightful holiday classic to enjoy, and you can drink along with us. So, I want to introduce our guests here, making his first appearance on Drunk at the Movies, and also a little bit later, we're recording a Drunken Lullabies, and he will be joining us for that, but been trying to get him on the show for a little while. Finally got a time lined up. He was globe-trotting with his better half over in Portugal and having a blast there. But Eric, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And to my left, as a last-minute substitute, but she's a trooper. She could be doing work in our bathroom right now. That's not like slang for dropping one. She literally is going to be doing some repainting and stuff like that, but she's taking time out to drink some beers with me and watch Christmas Vacation. Freckles, welcome back to the couch.
Thank you.
You're in your usual spot.
Yeah.
You're at home, literally.
Mm-hmm.
Let's watch a movie. So, if you have the movie, now's the time to cue it up, and we are going to be hitting play in 3, 2, 1. All right, so we're starting Christmas a little early. In full transparency, the Drunkomaniacs know how I work. I'm way ahead. This is the beginning of November, but I'm trying to get it to where December, that's when you're supposed to spend time with family and loved ones and friends and not recording podcasts. So I am doing a lot of these way in advance, but it's all good because you can watch these movies any time of the year.
I'm really glad we don't have to keep up the fiction that it's December
right now.
I don't know what the future's like, and it's terrifying.
Yeah, this may never even air. We have no idea what happens in Trump America. So that's as political as it'll get. So we have a nice little animated cartoon here to start it off.
I forgot about this.
Yeah, and a little fun little song, which I have on a Christmas CD. I have a very extensive Christmas music collection, which Brianna was not thoroughly thrilled with when we started dating, but she's grown to accept it. I love Christmas music. I love Christmas movies. I have quite the collection, so there will be Christmas-themed episodes of Drunk at the Movies for years and years to come.
I've just realized recently that Christmas movies are weird because I almost never see the beginning of them. They're just like on for an entire season.
Yeah.
You turn on TBS or whatever and watch Christmas Story, and you never see the beginning. You forget that that's even, like, I forgot this part too.
Well, with that movie, you can at least, like, if you wait long enough, the beginning will show up at the end of the movie.
I don't know that I've even ever seen this now that I'm thinking about
it. Oh, really?
I forgot about it, but I don't think I've ever.
Now, this movie came out, I would say, around when you were born?
I mean, when did it come out?
It came out in 1989.
So, yeah, a year after I was born.
Yeah. Eric, how old were you?
I was 4.
Okay. So, I was old enough to watch this when it first came out. Maybe I shouldn't have been. Written by John Hughes. One of my favorites. But there's a... I think I own just about every John Hughes movie. That's probably why I enjoy this one so much. But yeah, it came out in 1989. I would say probably the most popular in the National Lampoon's Vacation collection. Maybe the first Vacation is right up there with it. But Vegas and European, I think, are a little bit behind. Don't even get me started on...
Oh, this is the first one we're watching?
This is... Christmas Vacation is the third.
Oh.
There was regular Vacation, where they go to Wally World.
Oh, okay.
And then there's European Vacation, where they go to Europe.
And that's the second one?
And that's the second one. They win a free vacation on a game show called Pig in a Poke, I think, or something like that. And then they go to Europe. And what's fun is, their kids change every movie. Like, Clark and Ellen are always the same, but the kids are changed. We have Johnny Galecki. Before he was on Roseanne as Darlene's boyfriend, and way before he was Big Bang Theory. And then we have Juliette Lewis before Cape Fear and whatever else she's done. She was in a band for a little while.
I think they were called the Slits,
or something.
Yeah,
they were at the Warped Tour. I didn't go.
How little effort they put into even trying to make the kids look the same.
No, because Anthony Michael Hall was in the original Vacation. And by the time this came out, he would have been in his, like, late 20s. So, yeah.
But he still looked 13.
The kids stay the same age, and I think it does change, though. Like, in this one, Audrey is older, but in other ones, I think Russ is older than Audrey.
Really?
Yeah. There's no continuity whatsoever. So, this pickup truck here that is approaching them, I found out this is actually the truck in the movie Overboard that Kurt Russell drives as his work truck.
I love that movie.
Which, that's another future episode that Brianna will be sitting in on because she loves that movie, as she just said. We have a beer. This is from our trip to Minnesota that we took 2 months ago. It's Summit Brewing Company.
That was 1 month ago.
Yes, but when this comes out. Try to keep up with me here. This is the True Brit IPA, brewed in St. Paul, Minnesota.
I didn't realize that's where they were.
Yeah.
Why did I think they were?
Summit Brewing Company.
A different place.
I don't know. We didn't go to that one. We didn't go to St. Paul. We stayed in Minneapolis proper. So, we got some nice green screen action going on here with the background. Eat my rubber.
Why is it echoing?
Because we have the TV volume up too, which that does not need to be. What's fun is when we have the captions on, sometimes you can understand lines that may have been a little hard to catch sometimes, but. Oh. Yeah. Did you guys ever get real Christmas trees? Like, they're on their way now to go to the Christmas tree farm.
Yeah, we always did.
And get a fresh Christmas tree as their tradition. I didn't have this tradition. My mom was allergic. We had a fake tree. Still have a fake tree to this day. They're easier to clean up and maintain, and you don't have to worry about there being a squirrel in them, which we'll get to that later.
You have to store them for the rest of the year.
Whereas
a real tree, you go get it,
and it
dies. You put it up, and then you throw it away. You don't have to, and with the limited amount of storage that we have now,
I like to have a long-term relationship with my Christmas tree. I'm just not like, you know what?
Also,
I'm done with you. I'll have a new one next year
that's prettier and younger. You can't spread the little things out enough. I don't know.
We only ever had a real tree once, and partially because of this movie.
Okay.
So my dad's a fireman, and he was always super nervous about having a tree in your house. Like, we were putting
gallons of water
in that. And I think I picked up some of that. But yeah, this is, I think we, like, campaigned because of this movie and other just, like, things to, like, go cut down a tree and all that. And yeah, it seems a little, it did not meet our expectations of how awesome it was going to be.
Yeah.
Oh,
good. It didn't look as good. Like, our fake tree looks as good as a real tree.
Really? Okay. I mean, you must have a really good fake tree.
Yeah.
I have a hand-me-down fake tree. I had a lot better of a fake tree, but it moved out. So I have a hand-me-down fake tree because somebody took pity on me because they thought I was just going to have, like, a little Charlie Brown Christmas tree, my first solo Christmas at the house, and I think they took pity on Drew, so I just have never upgraded. Yeah. I need to go out the day after Christmas and buy a nice one.
Yeah.
There's drawbacks to that, though. The year before we got married, we're like, we're going to do that. We're going to go buy a decent tree the day after Christmas, and then next year, we'll have a tree ready. Well, we moved in that year from a house with 10-foot ceilings
to
a normal people house. But we bought a 9-foot tree. Now the bottom piece of our tree just stays in the basement.
The angel, is like...
So it looks like your tree's going through the ceiling?
We just took the whole bottom piece off and just use it.
Okay.
Now, you could have... If you were Clark Griswold, you would have just made, like, a skylight. You know, and, like, made a little dome for the tree there.
I always think it's, like, because we always go to the tree farms, and they do the little hay rack rides out to the tree. You get to cut down the... I've always loved that experience.
So. You can do, like, catch and release, though. Like, go in the hay rack, have some cider, cut down a tree, and then just throw it back in the forest. Yeah, you don't have to bring it to your house.
These always take place in the Chicago suburbs. Typically, John Hughes movies... Our set, Audrey's having a rough day there. Her eyes are frozen. Shermer is where Breakfast Club took place, Shermer High. But, yeah, all the John Hughes movies are undisclosed Chicago suburb. Looks to be northern. Little hoity-toity houses. I mean, let's be honest.
Hoity-toity.
They're not, you know, in, like, the Cicero area or anything, but that's a big-ass tree, and I like the big clump of dirt and roots.
He didn't bring a saw.
Yeah. So now they are going to be arriving at the house on that undisclosed street here, and here come the neighbors, and the gentleman neighbor... We actually gave him a shout out. He was in Cloak and Dagger as the taxi driver. And of course, you recognize his wife, Margot, as Elaine Benes from Seinfeld, Julia Louis-Dreyfus. They are the asshole neighbors, the yuppies. Now he's got a chainsaw.
Over and I'll show you. You've got a lot of nerve talking to me like that, Griswold. I wasn't talking to you.
And when you're wearing a mask like that?
Their briefcases are ridiculous.
Yeah.
Did you see them?
I did not.
Those silver metal briefcases.
Like, they're full of either poker chips or $1 million.
Yeah. Did they have, like, handcuffs? Like, they're secure around their wrist?
I don't believe
so. That's what your tree would look like.
Yeah, close.
Yeah, I mean, it is at the ceiling. A lot of sap. And now we're going to get a fun little physical humor bit here. Everything sticks.
That's apparently he's, like, the worst, but I do still find him hilarious.
Yeah, he seems like, for somebody that's so funny in movies, that he's a little unbearable.
What do you mean? I've never heard that.
Oh, really?
No,
yeah.
I mean, I'm not up on the...
Well, we were talking about Community.
Yeah, that's where a lot of that comes from.
That he was just kind of a pain on the set to deal with and stuff. And
so is Dan Harmon, the showrunner.
Yeah.
He's similar. And I think they just butted heads a lot.
Now, until he left. Are you a Rick and Morty fan?
I've not really got into that.
Oh, really?
Yeah. My brother's been telling me to do it for years, and I just try to do anything.
It's a funny show.
I try not to do anything my brother tells me to.
Oh, okay.
Or at least put it off. He's always right, but I'm resistant.
You'll learn eventually, then. Older brother?
No, a little bit. Oh, he's just way cooler than me.
Gotcha. See, that's why you don't want to do it, because you're the older one. You're like, I'm supposed to be telling you what to do, not the other way around.
That never goes so well either.
I still don't know where the nickname Sparky came from. Like, his name's Clark. Clark, Spark, Sparky, I guess.
It's a stretch.
Yeah. I don't know. I always like looking at the magazines and movies and seeing if I remember the magazine covers. Rowan. But I don't know that one. But I wasn't reading People magazine as an 8-year-old. That'd have been weird. Right?
Yeah.
I think so.
Celebrities, they're just like us. I'm an 8-year-old, man. I just want to watch cartoons and wrestling.
I used to read a lot of Reader's Digest.
Oh, really?
Not the books, but the little magazine thing, because there was jokes at the bottom.
Oh,
so
yeah.
Oh, okay.
At my grandma's house, I'd seek those out. It wasn't just like a lack of options. I intentionally read Reader's Digest.
Now, look at this advent calendar. How elaborate is that? I like the cheap piece of candy every day, you know?
Is that something you did?
The advent calendar? Yeah.
Okay, that's new to me as
a
really
didn't
adult.
As a kid. I do it for my son now, but we didn't, it wasn't really ever a thing.
Oh, and there's another repeat movie star for Drunk at the Movies. He was in Raising Arizona as, was it H.I.'s boss? And he tried to get them to swing together. That's Mordecai's dad. You were on that episode with Tyler and Jason. So, yeah, he's done a bunch of stuff. So they're talking about Christmas bonuses, which I did actually get a Christmas bonus at Co-op. It was a very modest one, but we were a very modest business. Now I work for a Fortune 500 company, and I don't necessarily get a Christmas bonus.
Just the Jelly of the Month Club?
We definitely don't get Jelly of the Month Club, but we don't even get like a corporate party because it's such a big company that they can't like do that for all their branches. So we kind of have to take it upon ourselves to do like little get-togethers and stuff. But we do get other bonuses just throughout the year. Yeah, I got my third raise of the year last month, so
wow,
I'm okay with
that.
That's
pretty decent. That's, I mean, like three raises of my whole life, so that's.
Now, do you get cool Christmas stuff with your job?
So I'm in a new job. I don't know what. We have a Christmas party, which we had at the old place.
Okay.
We didn't get a bonus at the old place. When I sold cars, actually, got a bonus. It was very modest.
Yeah.
And I was terrible at that job.
I couldn't do it, man.
No.
I'm too nice of a person.
Yeah.
And you seem kind of the same way, that's like, you take no for an answer, and you can't have that mentality as a salesman. That's why I would be horrible at it.
Yeah, that's
like, well, have a good day.
Yeah. Like, hope everything works out for you.
You really fucked that one up again, Wyckoff. You just let them walk off the lot. They told me no, sir. No, they told you no once. They'll tell you yes the second time or the third time. Yeah, I can't do it.
The industry is dying, and I can't. There's a lot of cool people in it, but the industry as a whole, it needs to go away. It's just a dumb way to buy. It's the only thing we buy that way.
Yeah. If we want any good car salesman stories, we'll have my buddy Hoover on. He's been on the show several times. Oh, this is a memorable scene. Chevy Chase flirting with the clerk at the mall. Mary is her name.
What? Why didn't...
Do we know that? How do you know that her name's Mary?
It comes up.
Oh, yeah. It's one of his slip-ups. I forgot about that.
Wiping his face off with a pair of underwear.
Aunties.
Yes.
Because wouldn't be the Christmas shopping season if the stores were any less hooter than they are. Harder than they are. Whew, it is warm in here.
When you have your coat on.
Dad flirting. Awkward.
Yes. Yes. I mean nippy up. What am I saying? Nipple. there is a nip in the air, though.
Can I take something out for you?
I was just... was just looking at something for my wife.
God rest her soul.
I'm so sorry.
No, she's not dead. We're just divorced.
And, I'm gonna buy her a gift. Obviously, she doesn't wear underwear.
2 days left until adulthood, which is to say Christmas, as in Yule log. Not a log. I don't have a log, but I'm, if I have a log, not in the sense that you think I said I did. Good golly! 'Tis the season to be merry.
Well, that's my name.
Oh shit.
We got Rusty wearing his U of I sweatshirt.
Oh, I miss that.
Oh yeah, so she's now going to be showing that there's no lines on her underwear.
Can't see the line, can you, Rusty?
Nope.
Awkward.
Yeah. Man,
it's for a weird time.
I can't count the number of times that my dad was looking at sales clerk's underwear with me while out on father-son shopping trips.
If you had to ballpark it.
At least 8. Like you said, the 80s were a different time. Yeah. You could ask sales associates to try things on for you. I want to see how this will look on somebody else. Really, sir? Well, you're going to be wearing pasties and a thong? Hey, it's my life. I live it how I want to. And I want to live my life by drinking another beer. This one's from Bent River, which is out of Rock Island, Illinois. This is the Milltown Wheat. And you ever been to Bent River?
No. I don't know why that was such a...
Yeah, that was a very... Yeah.
It should have been a more decisive no.
Yeah, we went one time.
To Bent River?
Yeah, that was on my birthday road trip to the Quad Cities. That was one of like 5 breweries we hit.
How was it?
It was all right.
Early enough in the progression that you remember?
It was in the middle, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, we didn't get too crazy. I did drive home, so we didn't stay up there. But this beer we are drinking, thanks to craftbeerclub.com, because they sponsor the FCF Network, and they sent me a free box of beer. And if any of you guys want to drink beer like this, all you got to do is go to craftbeerclub.com, type in the promo code FCF Network. You get 10% off your order and free shipping. And you don't even have to go to the store to buy it. It'll just come to your door, and then you just get drunk.
And Bent River was in that?
And Bent River was in it. I was very surprised, because I was expecting it to be breweries, you know, from around the country, and most of them are. It just so happened they shipped one. It's like, oh, I know these guys. So, you know, they're not just pulling breweries that nobody's ever heard of, which you could kind of be a little suspect of. These are legit breweries. They're not like, oh yeah, they're that Walmart craft beer that's not really a brewery, that they just have somebody make and then they put fancy labels on it to make it look like it's craft beer.
The stuff at Aldi that looks like Heineken but isn't Heineken,
right,
because
right.
of a contract dispute. Yeah.
Yeah. theirs is actually called Heineken. totally different. Yeah. So now they're getting ready to put the lights up, which, if you have ever done it, is a fucking pain in the ass, especially with those kind of bulbs.
Why with those kind of bulbs?
Because those are glass.
Yeah, and they...
And they're very breakable.
Okay.
They're big bulbs, so they're going to take up a lot of space. You know, the ones that you decorate the tree with, they're little, you know, little tiny.
And they still suck.
And they still... Yeah, exactly. But,
I mean, I've done that, but I've never hung lights, like, on the house.
I have been on the roof before, not using a staple gun like Griswold does. My dad advised against that, said that's not a good idea. But we have fixed them to the gutters and stuff around. Yeah. I did it 1 year, because this is a split-level house. I have to get a huge ladder like this, and it is a big pain. And I did it once, and I was like, okay, we won't do that anymore. So we just decorate inside now.
Yeah. This is where I have to admit I'm as bad of a neighbor as I am a car salesman.
Okay.
We currently have our Christmas lights up.
From last year?
Yeah.
But do you plug them in after January?
No.
Okay, then you're fine.
But they're icicle lights. They're obviously there.
Yeah.
The house is white. You can see them. We're bad people. But it's like, it was so like rainy and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I'm not getting up there.
Yeah.
And then pretty soon it was like,
Well, dude, June, and you're like, over here.
We're halfway there.
We still have Halloween decorations up, and it's December.
That's...
It's true, but it's not true. I'm just keeping the listeners on their toes. I'm trying to get them confused about the time-space continuum
really
of this episode.
I really wanted to take those down today, though, so yeah. Thank you for reminding me.
You're
that
welcome.
They're still up.
But you can't.
And it's rainy out.
I'm
in
here with you, and it's raining.
The zombie baby isn't going anywhere, so...
The zombie baby's going in the trash, right?
I don't know. I think the exploding head with the foam coming...
I said that, but you said...
It's growing on me, I guess, but I was kind of bummed because I paid a lot of money for that thing,
right.
And you think it'd be weather-resistant
to
a point.
But
maybe it's not supposed to be an outdoor decoration, but
that's true.
I'll be damned if I'm keeping the zombie baby in the living room.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's
to keep people... Yeah, that's to keep people away. You put it out in the front yard.
Ah!
That give you anxiety?
Yes,
there? Do you think he did his own stunts here? No,
he
didn't.
Keep on going away from his
tight shot, and then far away.
Yeah, okay. That's a classic Hughes, and you know everything for a while.
We're peeling carrots. I will be fine if there are no carrots in my Christmas meal.
I like carrots.
I know you do. I only like them in, like, a stew.
Well,
and
yeah.
We won't be having stew on Christmas. If we are, there will be words had with Sharon. Because I look forward to that meal all year long. I'll be damned if I'm getting stew instead of
turkey. You keep
turkey
saying, I'll be damned.
And
that's like
ham.
The third time.
It's the phrase that
damned.
Pays.
Well...
Why?
Smoking in the kitchen.
Stew is good, though.
It's good, but not for Christmas dinner.
Why?
I'll be damned if I'm gonna sit here and listen to you say that's
I'll be damned if I let you badmouth stew in front of me.
No, I'm good. I'm good with a stew. I like a good pot roast.
Right.
But Christmas dinner, no.
And you always put carrots in pot roast. I think that sounds good for a Christmas dinner.
Mm. Yeah, actually, I'm not. I'm a bit of a traditionalist, but I'm not opposed to this.
Yeah. The roast beast.
Yeah. There was one time we had spaghetti for Christmas. I was against that.
Okay, yeah, that's a little too far.
I didn't think that was a good idea.
That's the line.
Spaghetti for Christmas.
Well, my sister, we would do Casey's Pizza for Thanksgiving because she didn't like turkey. No, like we would still have our turkey, but
right,
she would get a pizza. And, you know, I would still have some because it's pizza. So why wouldn't I?
Yeah.
So I would get my plate or two of good proper food, and then I would have my pizza instead of dessert. So he's precariously perched on gutters here. Mine would have given out long before this.
Yeah.
And the mysterious icicle through
laser.
The window.
Yeah.
Oh, I just wanted to let you know Nick Burke can't make it.
Oh, I.
Yeah.
That's
helpful.
Yeah, 20 minutes into the movie. But hey, shout out to Nick if you're listening to this.
You wouldn't even know if he was here. Like,
that's
you just
true.
Pretend he's here.
Yeah.
Hey, oh, is that nearly headless Nick?
Yeah, nearly silent Nick.
Yeah, different guy.
So apparently, the house that these guys live in, their neighbors here, that's the same house from Lethal Weapon that the Murtaughs lived in.
Oh.
They're too old for this shit. For icicles to be shooting through their windows. Now, Lethal Weapon I'm not as familiar with. I think I have the first two, but I didn't see any of them after that. And then those came out around the same time as Die Hard. Die Hard is a movie that some people suggested we watch for Christmas.
That's new to me. My wife's favorite Christmas movie is Die Hard.
Really? Okay.
And... Like, for me...
Yeah, it's a whole big argument, like, do people consider it a Christmas movie? I put it with my Christmas movies, but I also leave it on the shelf for the rest of the year, whereas, like, my He-Man and She-Ra Christmas special will go back in the box until next mid-November.
All right.
So,
I didn't know that was a thing.
Oh, it's definitely a thing. It's something. It's one of those things you only need to see once. Unless you're me, apparently, and you need to own it. But,
and still probably see it once?
Yeah.
And pack it up twice
right.
a year?
It'll be good content for down the road. So, yeah, we have, their drum rolls are something. sound like. So, and they're trying to light the lights, and nothing. That's a kick in the dick. After
whoa.
After spending all that time there.
All your sleeves fell off.
Yeah.
You fell off the ladder 6 or 7 times.
And the grandma from Everybody Loves Raymond is drunk, drinking a martini in the front lawn there.
And talking about wasting resources. Mm-hmm.
His parents are sweet, though. They know how much work he put into it, and they're like, I'm sure it would look great.
If it didn't look so terrible.
Right.
And off.
That'd be my dad. Like,
No,
like offering troubleshooting advice.
Oh, okay,
like,
yeah.
Instead of like, yeah, way to go. He'd be like, we can figure this out.
We're not going to.
Yeah.
I thought
well, we could, theoretically.
Ask me, I'll be asleep.
My dad does enjoy a good nap, but Chuck's a pretty helpful guy. He's done his fair share of home repair in this house. And this isn't even where he lives. He lives 2 streets over. It's always nice to have a handyman so close. Oh, so that was a little Chevy Chase gag there. Russ looks at his wrist at a non-existent watch to comment on how late the time is. That is an old Chevy Chase sight gag that he did regularly. So they kind of threw that in as a tip of the cap, like Russ is doing some of his material. So, Grandpa's reading Sassy Magazine.
I do recognize that one.
Yeah. Do you have any older sisters?
Nope, I'm the oldest.
You just had your own subscription?
No, I was just joking about the People Magazine thing earlier with Ken Bone on the
front. Oh, I gotcha. So, yeah, sleeping with siblings.
She told about fungus.
Sleeping with siblings was horrible. In close quarters. We would go on family trips. And I had to share a bed with my sister. I would sleep on the hotel floor, which is really disgusting when you think about it. But I would choose to sleep on the floor instead of having to share a bed with her because she punched and kicked in her sleep. And I was not going to have any of that.
I'll be damned
if I'm going to lose a night's sleep in an already uncomfortable situation. I'll sleep on the floor. We got Grandpa here staring at a poster. There's turtles fucking in that poster behind him. And he's staring up at I can't tell who that is. It's like a Guess Jeans poster or something. Yeah. I don't know, but some cheesecake looking.
What? The house looks really weird there.
Cheesecake? What's this?
Cheesecake calendar.
It's because the lights are all over it?
That and the moon was roughly huge. The size of the sun.
Yes. Oh, he's got some nice pajamas there.
He was wearing those last night.
You were hanging out with him last night? I'll be damned if I'm going to let Clark Griswold hang out with my lady in his pajamas.
Are those dinosaurs?
I can't tell what they are. Horses?
No.
Yeah, it's not clear.
There's no way those are horses.
Like,
dinosaurs like, make so much more sense.
Merry-go-round horses.
Yeah.
We never had an attic to have to tiptoe around floorboards and stuff. It seems very dangerous, which will come into play here.
Yeah.
He's hiding presents in crawl spaces or something there. I don't know. I think that's where people were hid in the Holocaust. And he found a gift from 1983. Happy Mother's Day.
Six years has been sitting there?
Yeah.
My mom always hid presents too, and it was just like, I don't know, I wasn't ever, even though I think as an adult I would be, I'm weird with presents, I can't wait for people to get them and get them myself.
It's
but
true.
I never searched around for presents, so I don't know why she went through such a trouble to hide them.
Well, and
like mine are just in the closet.
Right, when I was a kid, there was always a guarantee that there was going to be at least one present that I got on Easter that was a forgotten Christmas present. from months prior. And as we got older...
Here's the He-Man and She-Ra Christmas special. Happy Easter, son.
As I got older... No, I bought that myself. Thank you. She would admit it. Like, at the beginning, you just play it off because it's either Santa or Easter Bunny or whatever. But once we were old enough and we knew what was going on... Spoiler alert! Santa Claus is us.
I really hope there aren't any children listening.
I'll be so damned many reasons. If there are children listening to this show. So here we go. Yeah, more physical slapstick comedy. We got boards to the face. Never gets old. But, yeah, she would hide things too well. And then she would stumble across it and be like, oh, yeah, that was supposed to be a Christmas present. Well, Easter's coming up in a couple months. I'll just give it to them then. So, yeah. I would get some cool Easter presents.
I'm just realizing I think that happened to me once. Because really? One year, randomly, we got gifts on Easter. Mm-hmm. Normally, we just got a basket. And there were, like, some Hot Wheels and stuff.
Yeah.
And, like,
cool,
good times. Yeah. But one year, I got an actual gift on Easter. Like, yeah. Well, that came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to ask about that. Like, I think I've uncovered the mystery.
Yeah. There's something to it.
Why is he even stepping on that part of the attic?
To make you anxious. Why is there a bass drum up there?
That's your question of all the other things that we've seen up there.
There's just a big-ass bass drum up there. Like a marching band bass drum. Not like a drum kit. There's no other drums there. Just I'm going to be in a parade and bang on this thing. There's a lot of weird stuff up in this attic.
Right.
Well, that's the thing I'm saying. This is his house. So why is there an Easter egg pinata?
Although I do have a bunch of Easter stuff. Just strangely, I just like have bags full of Easter stuff because I found it after Easter, I think. Like at Walgreens or something. And you don't decorate for Easter, right? I mean, who decorates for Easter? So it's just thrown in the Halloween stuff. So I forget about it. So like, I guess I'm falling in the category with your mom now.
Okay.
We'll give them Easter gifts on Christmas.
Yeah.
And Halloween.
Now, we mentioned this movie came out in 89, which apparently was not a good year for Christmas movies. Well, it was a good year because there were only two. There was this and Prancer, which I own that one as well, about a little girl who finds a reindeer. And Johnny Galecki was in both of them. So 1989 was the year of Galecki Christmas. He had the Christmas movie industry on lockdown in 89.
It's all been downhill for there.
Yep. So he's now... Clark is trapped up in the attic watching old home movies while wearing plastic rubber scrubbing gloves and I don't even know what kind of hat that is. So I'm guessing this was his parent, like this is the house he grew up in. Is that what we're led to believe? Is that why all this shit's up there?
That seems like it.
I'm trying to tell if that's the same house in the background of these videos. Because this is supposed
really
to
look
be.
Like
it doesn't. I guess I've never really expounded upon this much and thought about it
in this detail. Same house.
No.
It's weird the things you notice when you pay attention to a movie you've seen a million times.
Oh, and there's, the aunt and uncle. There's Leo there. He'll come back into the movie a little bit later. He's enjoying the ghosts of Christmas past.
What is that hat, though?
I don't know. It looks like a turban.
Like, made of, like, crushed velvet.
It's like one of those...
Mecha Lekka High, Mecha Johnny Ho from, it's Jambi from Pee-wee. And here's the thing. Why are you gonna sit on the door, Clark?
Yeah, it's attic is not a friendly place to Clark Griswold.
Oh, the neighbors are back.
It's really they just paraphrase,
right? What are they wearing? Those look like tinfoil track suits.
So I used to work with a guy who did MMA, and he would wear something like that.
To
like
cut
this heavy rubber to cut
weight. I don't think that's what they were doing.
No.
That'd be weird.
Just high-vis.
Yeah.
Sparky. Yes, honey?
He's still trying those lights.
I'm usually not a fan of wheat, so this isn't actually that bad.
Yeah.
I kind of like this.
Well, the next beer we're going to try.
Are you out here for a
you brought. And it's a seasonal one. Made special.
Well, we'll be next month.
Yes. We're in December. What are you talking about? But yeah, you just said you bottled this up today.
Yeah.
So we're going to get a little sneak preview now, and then we're going to drink more of it with more people when we do Drunken Lullabies a little bit later. We're going to get a little bit, because how strong did you say it was?
It's about 10.5%.
About 10.5%. Yeah, that's not too shabby. Yeah. I'll be damned if I'm going to drink a full glass of 10.5% when I have another show to do after this. So, yeah, crack it open, and let's give it a try. Give us a little rundown of what we're drinking here.
So this is our gingerbread stout.
Now, when you say our, who is our?
Our is, we call ourselves Monkey Mind Brewing, but we're not actually a thing. We're just a couple friends who brew for fun.
Okay.
We don't, like...
But you at least have a name.
Yeah.
So you're halfway there.
Yeah. We were originally the Brewman Group because we brew ourselves.
Okay.
But that's... copyright
trademark
stuff. Yeah. That's Arrested Development IP. So it's just a couple friends. We brew just for fun.
That's good. Thank you, sir.
And this is one we made a couple years ago, and it was terrible.
We hope this batch is better.
Yeah, so it was terrible then. It actually got better, so...
Oh, yeah, this is the one you said you sat on for a while.
We just... Okay. The ginger... So ginger and baby ginger are not the same thing.
No,
so
and ginger spice is a totally different thing as well.
Yeah, that'd be a whole different beer, yeah.
Totally.
So that one was terrible. It's now pretty good. It's mellowed out a little bit. And this one's still, the ginger's pretty hot in there. And
okay.
Between the alcohol, the cinnamon, and the ginger,
yeah,
it starts off pretty, and I haven't tried it since we bottled it. We tried it a couple days ago, and it was okay.
Now, I do want to double check because, I mean, you have a red beard, and we're drinking a ginger. Am I allowed to drink this being brown-haired?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know if it was a club thing.
No.
Okay. Beers for gingers only. Like,
no.
You have to have freckles and...
Yeah, it's not one of those Tim mentioned things.
Okay,
anyone
right.
can call it gingerbread. There's no,
okay.
no exclusivity all to right. this.
So, like, I don't have to be one to be able to say it.
Right.
I just didn't want to offend...
No, I appreciate your sensitivity towards my kind.
Hey, man, we live in a PC nation. We gotta be on top of these things.
Yeah.
Everybody's offended by everything, especially this show. And I'll be damned if anybody's gonna be offended on my show.
That's something that I was made fun of for a lot of things, but ginger was not one of those things. I predated that.
Like, yeah.
It was, I didn't live in England,
I'll
and it was pre-South Park.
I'll let you have
yeah,
a
I'm
taste
just
since
taste
you.
It. I'm not gonna have any.
Oh, so. During this little temper tantrum, I believe he punches a Santa Claus.
and kicks a reindeer.
He actually broke a finger punching the Santa right there. He broke his pinky. And so, yeah, that's some real aggression there. He's judo chopping reindeer's antlers off. But you know what? I can relate. You just have bottled rage sometimes, and you have to throw things or hit things in a constructive manner, like Christmas decorations, not your children.
Speaking of children, your daughter shares that that feeling, because we were talking about how, you know, she enjoyed shooting things. We did this Peek and Haunt where you
shoot
zombies, and she enjoyed shooting things so much more than the rest of us. And so I was telling her about, like, in bigger cities like New York and Seattle and stuff, they have these places where you just go and you pay an amount of money, or I don't know how much it is, and it's just this, like, warehouse filled with shit, and you pick a weapon. There are weapons available to you, and, like, hammers and things, and you just break shit.
That's
they
awesome.
Just, you just get, like, a half an hour or something, and you just break things. I don't know. So that would be cool. Get your aggression out.
If I behave well enough to come back, I'd love to do Zombieland. Because the scene in Zombieland where they...
It's on the list.
I appreciate the little things. You have to break a whole lot of little things. And just the slow motion.
What would we call you? Peoria?
What?
They always go by their cities, right?
Mm. Well, where they're heading, I guess. But
oh, that's right. So, yeah, everybody would be called South Pekin. Because... That's where we're hanging out watching the movie, so I guess that won't work. That'd be really confusing.
I actually didn't know South Pekin was like a distinct place. I thought it was the south end of Pekin. I didn't realize they had like a water tower.
Common misconception. Yeah. But no, it's its own little... suburb, a little village, yes, we're a suburb. Oh, here we go. The
everyone that I know still probably until they come here thinks that I'm just saying I live in southern Pekin.
Yeah.
Like, well, like West Peoria, which is a distinct municipality, but like just right there.
Big word. If you drink a full glass of this, you're not going to be able to pronounce that.
That's entirely awesome.
So here's Cousin Eddie making his debut appearance in this movie. He just shows up. And there's Snots and two more kids. Now
that boy is adorable.
He,
I just realized it.
He has,
except for his hair,
a lot of different kids. Like there's Rocky and Ruby.
You better take a rain check on that, Art. He's got a lip fungus in it.
The boys are all fungal in this movie.
Yeah, yeah.
You remember Ruby Sue?
The explanation.
Well, eyes go cross. She gets kicked by a mule. They go back to normal. I don't know.
That's it's called redneck medicine right there. If you ever go cross-eyed, kids, don't go to a doctor. Just have a mule kick you.
The Randy Quaid method.
Yeah.
Yeah, we named him that because he's got this eye condition. Snotch, you roll over and let Uncle Clark scratch your belly. You ain't never seen a set on a dog like this one's got. That's something, ain't it? You pet him, Clark, on the belly, and he'll love you till the day you die.
I really should. My hands are all chapped.
We were gonna call, but Eddie wanted to make it a surprise.
Yeah. You surprised?
Surprised, Eddie? If I woke up tomorrow with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be surprised, and I am right now.
That's one of the best lines to me, and I don't know why. It's just a dumb
my
throwaway line.
Sewn to the carpet.
So yeah, Cousin Eddie's kids change. Clark and Ellen always just have the two.
But the different two in every movie.
Yeah.
The same names.
Well, they've got... I think they actually reference the other kids from the original Vacation. And then they pop back up in Vegas Vacation. Because he mentions one being in like rehab or something, getting off of the wild turkey. And then later she's a stripper. In Vegas Vacation, she's on billboards and stuff. He talks about how proud he is of, I think it's Cousin Vicky, being like famous. And she's like spread eagled on a billboard on like all over Vegas. It's, yeah. Daddy's a little girl. So yeah, we got a ramshackle motorhome there in the driveway. It's odd that they didn't notice that was there. His eyes are watering. I can sympathize to that, but it's his right eye. My left eye watered. They're both are.
Like
I think he was supposed to have been crying, maybe.
But it just looked like, yeah.
But yeah, my left eye waters a
just
lot.
Just the
one. Yeah, it's really weird. I can't figure it out. It's usually during the cold winter. I like his Dickie, fake turtleneck.
You can see the outline.
Totally tell it's not a full turtleneck. Snots is... See? Your dad would be losing his shit right now because Snots is drinking all the water out of the tree.
Yep. It would be a problem. What a weird... Dickies are such an odd thing, not just because of their name, but because, like, if you want to look like you're wearing a turtleneck without wearing a turtleneck, which doesn't make any sense. We wear a turtleneck to
just
be
wear
warm and no other reason.
Hickeys. And they rhyme. It's to hide a hickey.
Oh.
The Dickie.
It'd be a lot cooler if they just wore, like, a gorget.
What's that?
Like from armor?
Oh,
like a knight?
Yeah, yeah.
Just cover your hickeys with a gorget.
Yeah, there you go. That won't be noticeable at all.
Yeah, it looks no less dumb than that.
Yeah. So they're drinking out of the moose mugs, which were made famous in this movie, but they are a reference to the first Vacation when they go to Wally World and the moose. But you can buy those mugs online now. They're not cheap. I've actually considered buying them on a couple occasions. I don't drink eggnog, though, and I don't know if they would be as cool to drink beer out of, because that's not going to be a big pour.
I mean, I think it'd be pretty
cool. It would be cool, but it would have to be refilled a lot. That's like a 5-6 ounce glass right there. That's like the Rixner baby snifter at the Fox.
They should replace for the next month. Yes. They should replace the 5 ounce pours.
We should get some of those moose mugs. I'll talk to Matt at work on Tuesday. See what we can get happening.
We had some, or I think we had one when I was a kid, but it was like hard plastic.
Oh, really?
Yeah, okay. It wasn't glass. It was like a hard plastic, and I think it was from some promotion having to do with this movie.
So there they go. Yeah. The one's in rehab and the other one is a carny now. He's talking about
and has
the yak woman. He's like, that's a interesting life.
Is eggnog alcoholic?
Yes.
Always?
Not always.
Not always, but usually.
I've never had it.
I think that's the only way to tolerate it.
Yeah. It's it's like, what if we made milk worse, but still not alcoholic? Like, that's a really weird choice to make.
Because it's what? It's like nutmeg and milk and
it's like heavy egg. Cream and eggs.
Yeah.
And I guess nutmeg. I didn't really put that together, but yeah, I think you're right.
I think nutmeg is in it. I'm not, like I said, I'm not a nog head.
What? A nog head?
There's a big community.
Yeah.
God, I hope not. I'll be damned if there's an eggnog community thriving in our midst.
But, yeah. You're not a member of the Peoria area Nogheads. I'll see if I can get you an invite.
Yeah, they're pretty strict, though.
Yeah. So, I didn't mention this earlier, but Mr. Shirley, his boss, Bill Murray's brother, Brian Doyle Murray, he's also in Wayne's World. Noah's Arcade. He's done a lot of stuff. He's
mostly just, bosses.
Yeah, he's just one of those character actors that his voice is what makes him identifiable usually. So they all got him the same thing. Yeah. All those presents are wrapped exactly.
Yeah,
the
do we
same.
Know what it is?
I thought it was like a pin set or something. I think they said what it was earlier, but I wasn't paying attention at that point. Grizzball. That is a big hourglass. That thing is like 3 feet tall. I've never noticed that.
Does a big hourglass like denote more time, or does it just...
I think so, because there's definitely more grains of sand in there.
Right, but if there's a bigger hole, then it... I mean...
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like pendulums are always
You know
the
what
same.
They say about a bigger hole?
Get that checked out.
Bigger hole, bigger plug.
Oh, stop.
Oh, my ears aren't pierced. I don't get this joke.
So, sledding. I've had issues with, like, not properly waxing sleds and going out and just, like, getting stuck. Yeah. And it's like, well, this sucks. I wish I would have had some of the stuff that they spray on their little sled here.
I don't think that I've ever been on a metal sled, though.
Yeah, I always used plastic or wood.
Do you think that would work the same? I mean, I guess if you put any type of...
Crisco.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff. I actually used, like, an old-school sled that had the runners. It was my dad's, and it has the little bar in the front, and you can steer. And I would go head first down our hill, you know... I'm old school, man. I'd use the little disc ones and stuff sometimes, too, but I liked the old ones. They seemed to hold up a little bit better, too.
Yeah. But if it's, like, fluffy, then it's not going to work.
Yeah, no.
They just
right,
drop in.
Exactly.
That's something that I feel like I've never really experienced, because, like, it's pretty flat here, but I'm from, like, an hour north of here, where it's just, like, dead flat.
Okay.
So, like, we would, like... sled down like over the sides of over not like on the road but like down the sides of overpasses or like hills near borrow pits and stuff, like just really kind of jankety type sledding, because like any hill we could find.
He has gone way off course here.
More green screen.
That's gonna definitely.
Even worse than the car.
Yeah, he's gonna have a really long walk back. He's just blowing straight through these snow drifts. Which I'm not sure why those were even there, because if this is in the middle of the woods, who's putting all that snow in a pile?
Production crew.
Yeah. Oh, hey, some people are ice fishing. Not in that cabin.
So they put a little too much.
Just a bit. Now, I mean, he's going across the road. Sparks are flying out of his ass.
I feel like that.
Into a Walmart parking lot.
Now that's.
Bingo.
My parents always called Walmart Wally World.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I so did not know that was. That this movie, or not this movie, obviously, but the
well, I mean, Wally World was a theme park. It wasn't, they didn't take a family vacation to Walmart. That'd have been depressing.
I know that.
Well.
I'm looking at the boxes in the back, Odie's and stuff, because he works for like a food company.
I was looking at the giant
pears.
Yeah,
the non-nutritive cereal varnish.
Why would you get a mock-up of a miniature pool? That seems like a waste of expense. Like, you know what a pool looks like.
Yeah, what shape was it again?
Why do you need
a rectangle?
I guess because he's wanting to, like, surprise them, like, so he'll wrap that.
Yeah.
But still, I'd just be like, hey, we're getting a pool.
Yeah.
I'm going to take the $50 I invested to have this guy make this thing for me, and we'll buy some jelly on the month. Now comes the fantasy sequence with Melikalikimaka.
This is a song I've always liked because of this movie.
Real Big Fish does a great cover of it.
They do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've never seen that live. I've seen Real Big Fish a few times, but I've never seen them do this. Because I always seen them like June or something.
Yeah.
It would be weird.
Who's that guy?
Cousin Eddie. With
the
grandpa.
Oh, okay.
He's got a Speedo on with his wife beater tucked into it.
And through it.
Yes. He is the portrait of class right there with flippers and nose plug and goggles. Yes. Had his own fantasy. Drinking a... I can't tell what beer he's drinking, but he's definitely cheap.
Is that Mary?
And Mary has appeared on the diving board. Now, this is the point where we need a Clark hand check. Okay, he's holding the curtains, so we know where both hands are at the moment. She's beckoning him from the non-existent pool.
In the non-existent daylight.
Yeah. In the first one, he has a whole little back and forth with the future Mrs. Billy Joel, Christie Brinkley, who is
the
lady in the convertible. Yeah. He's practically licking the window at this point. She should be an NFL kicker.
I was with that some kind of weird
to fling
and
a
it was
swimsuit.
The wrong way,
exactly.
It was part of the job.
She kicked into the wind and it brought it back to the window.
There's a
okay, hands are visible. He's just boring a hole in the wall right now, unfortunately.
Oh my God.
And there's... Does he cover himself? What? No, I wasn't imagining a naked woman in a non-existent swimming pool right now. Young child, go back to sleep.
Young child.
I'll be damned if I'll have my masturbatory fantasies interrupted by a youngster. Even if you were cross-eyed. Him's nervous.
Who's Rocky?
Yeah, this part's like...
That's her brother.
Oh.
Him's nervous.
You shouldn't use that word.
Sorry. Shit in the box.
Oh, the old switcheroo.
Him's nervous because you don't know if he's getting nothing.
That's how many negatives?
Plenty.
There's a lot of bad grammar there.
Enough that it went right back to a positive.
Yeah. I mean, John Hughes is a great writer. That was intentional.
Yeah.
So.
Mom, you believe in your dad. If you've been good all year round, Santa Claus is going to bring you something.
Sometimes I think all that Santa crap's just bull. If he was so real, how come we didn't get squat last year? We didn't do nothing wrong, we still got the shaft.
Well, I happen to know for a fact that Santa Claus is real.
It's a weird, like, socially acceptable amount of lying to kids.
Yeah.
Like, I'm glad they did. And like,
yeah, we're still doing it for probably another year or two.
It's a struggle, though. Like, I don't want to...
Because Jackson's 8 now.
I don't want credit for all these presents I'm getting.
Right.
Damn it.
I believe Drew is about 4th grade. The last Santa
that's
Christmas.
How old I was,
and too. I went all out. I'm like, if we are potentially going to crush her Christmas spirit, I want...
The last one
to be a blaze of glory, and the upstairs room was just full. There was a Justin Bieber life-size cardboard cutout. There were tons of presents and stuff, and it was just like, well, we have no idea what next year's going to be like, but at least this will be a good year. And you know, I think you get to that age, the kids kind of...
I mean, really,
they kinda
getting
know.
Presents. Why would they care
right.
where it's coming from?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess it kind of ruins the fun of it, but you're still getting
when
gifts.
You got siblings and stuff, you kind of need to, like,
well, and
suck
she's
it
got
up.
She's got two younger yeah. brothers that was another thing I used to get her every other Christmas morning. Well, once the Santa thing, it's like, not as big a deal. Because, like, oh yeah, I can just pull your presents out of the closet or wherever they are anytime. But she's got two little brothers at home, so I just let her stay at her mom's every year now so she can wake up with them and do Christmas and she can enjoy that. Because it's like, we're just going to sleep in, and when you wake up, I'll get your presents. They'll probably be wrapped, but... It's not a big secret now. Before, it was like, I gotta wait for her to go to bed, and then I'll come downstairs, and I'll drink beer and watch Bad Santa and wrap presents. That was, like, my ritual.
I am gonna miss that. Like,
yeah.
You can still do that.
That's allowed.
You can still do it.
You can do it next week.
Yeah. Oh, the shitter is full. I have a t-shirt from this movie that says that.
I like that the garbage pile is just a bunch of, like, mutilated reindeer,
yes.
plastic reindeer from him, his little tantrum.
That's so funny, the subtitle said near it, and he said with
Meisterbrow.
Meisterbrow, okay. Good catch. Well, I thought that was very, very holiday appropriate and... I thought it was tasty.
Well, thank
and
you.
I will drink some more of it a little bit later.
I am not heavily disappointed in it this
Good.
Time.
Not heavily disappointed.
Yes. So that's... that's probably what your shirt says, I imagine.
Yes. It says, Merry Christmas, shitter was full. And it has a picture of, like, his trailer on it. I also... I may have given it to you. Just a Griswold Family Christmas t-shirt.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I have a lot of Christmas apparel.
Apparel.
I have a lot of t-shirts.
Yes.
Well, thank you. Yeah.
I don't have any Christmas Dickies, though. I'll be damned if I'm going to wear a Christmas Dickie. No Dickie. Dickie free since 83.
That's a... I took that pledge, too.
Yeah?
Yeah, they came around all the high schools and tried to get you the ring
yeah.
and...
Just say no. That's what Nancy Reagan taught us, so... Can
we know
talk?
She had a whole closet full of Dickies.
Oh, totally.
I guarantee it.
She was a Dickie whore.
Oh!
Well, Nancy, I'm not going to wear this Dickie. That's my Ronald Reagan.
Yeah.
No, that was apparent.
Okay.
Ish.
Eureka Ish. College graduate. So, can we talk about how much dog food he's buying? They're obviously at Walmart. Probably buying some Old Roy. Because, I mean, it says Walmart right on that bag there.
He's not paying. He's getting Purina. No Old Roy for him.
Man, Snots is making out like a bandit for this. Oh, there we go.
There's the Old
there's
Roy.
The Old Roy. We bought Old Roy for my dog for a little while.
Yeah.
I think everybody did.
Yeah, I don't know that you could live through the mid-90s, have a dog, and not have a tub of Old
yeah.
Roy somewhere, like a Tupperware.
We also would get like the... It was like the dog equivalent of like wet cat food. It looked like hamburger, and it came in plastic bags.
Oh,
yeah,
no.
I know. It looked like raw hamburger, but it was like soft dog food. And we would, yeah, it was weird.
Because your dog couldn't eat food? Or because it was just to change
up their palate. You know, like, they can't, dog cannot live on kibble alone.
I thought you were not supposed to
do
that.
Our dog ate leftovers.
We switched our cats to, like, a natural food, and it was awful. They just turned into little, like, shit dispensers. Like,
your cats were, like, vegan?
No, it's just the more like this organic stuff.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. We thought it was a good idea at the time, but switching their diet, like, that was a bad idea.
They started becoming unbearable to be around and talking about how bad processed foods are. And, I mean, cats are already assholes. They just became totally fucking unbearable at that point. Like, you're a cat. You're not better than me just because you don't eat meat. You're a cat. I'm still cleaning up your shit. Now I understand why you think you're better than me.
We do kind of reinforce that, I guess.
And that's why I don't own a cat.
If any of my friends just pooped in a box in my house and expected me to do something about it, like, I wouldn't be friends with them.
That behavior is totally unacceptable. That's why my Uncle Mike is invited back to Christmas anymore. So, on another note, hey, we got Aunt Bethany and Uncle Louis.
Cat litter box. Well, I don't know if they're necessarily litter box, but they flush.
They scoop themselves.
No, it, like, flushes, and it cleans the litter is made of, I don't even know what it is, but it flushes and cleans the litter every time that they go, or, at a certain time every day, or something like that.
Now, the lady here, Aunt Bethany, this was her last film, Rest in Parkinson's. And that's an IBWIP joke. That was a reference for about 10 people that listen to this show.
We're sorry to every other person.
Right?
But she was originally the voice of Betty Boop.
Really?
Yeah, that was how...
Oh, you can kind of hear it.
Yeah, you can kind of hear a little boop, boop, bee-doop.
Yeah.
That was her first, like, credit. Her big credit was the voice of Betty Boop.
And this was her last.
Exactly.
Wow.
She'll do the Pledge of Allegiance, or whatever, later. There's a cat in the box. I wonder if they're vegan.
So violently.
Take it in the kitchen and open it up.
We'll have a cat running around the house.
Now, I don't know if he's moving that, because that looked...
I've tried doing that, and it never looks as...
No,
as
that,
like,
looked pretty good.
Wait, can't wait to see what I got.
Here.
There's green goo coming from the corner.
It's flat.
That would be your jello mold. I'll take it, Eddie. Why don't you go back in the living room and enjoy yourself, Russ?
Oh boy.
That's a lot of blue.
The Canadian tuxedo?
Yeah, the Canadian denim on denim. But not good denim. I mean, I used to wear my denim jacket, which you recently wore for a party. I used to wear it with jeans and it looked fine. I didn't look Canadian.
They can't be too similar.
Color? Yeah.
You got like a black jeans or something. I know very few things about what to wear, and that's one of them.
Don't wear two shades of gray at the same time.
I still do that.
Do you?
Yeah.
In the saying of grace.
Just not 50
you're
shades.
Weird, you're
yeah,
weird
no more than 30.
Because when I try to dress Jackson in two different shades of gray, you're like, those are too close.
The blessing!
Just say grace. The blessing!
Everybody's bowing their heads.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation.
Of course, Eddie's the patriot, standing and putting his hand on his heart.
Amen.
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 The,
Catherine, this turkey
I don't think the turkey would look like this if what is about to happen were to really happen.
Movie magic.
Yeah, right? Because that looks like a decent turkey. Yeah, save the neck for me.
Okay, Eddie.
Love me some turkey neck.
It's like a transformer.
It's like, oh, and it's moving. Like, the wings were... It's like something from Alien.
I told you we put it in too early.
Ooh, it's just a little dry.
Get some gravy on that shit. That'll help.
Here's the heart.
And the eating sounds. This would be your worst nightmare. You can't stand.
Yeah. Is that what's that, misophonia or whatever?
It's something, yeah, there is an actual name.
It makes me uncomfortable. My sister's like, she will fight you. Like, you make loud chewing sounds,
yeah,
she will go after you. So you gotta be like super, I'm always careful, but like, around her, I'm chewing everything 60 times.
What is that? Sweet potatoes?
I think it's refried beans.
Oh, okay, yeah. It's a Griswold Mexican Christmas. Yeah, we...
Well,
there's no kid table, apparently, at this...
Yeah, we always had kid
tables. We always had a kid table. It was always a big deal when you moved up from the kid table.
Right, yeah.
And if you didn't move up, it was a way to put you in your place once a year. Like, yeah, you think you're hot shit in this family, but you're 17 and you're still sitting at the kid's table... Your 13-year-old cousin got called up. Like, get your act together, man. Well, and there's the cat.
Damn, yeah. Cat.
Oh, are those lights organic?
Yeah, they don't look free-range to me.
No, not at all. An airline pilot was spotted. We did something when I worked at the Pekin.
Santa.
Yeah, Santa's flying over. And news reports will do that sometimes.
NORAD does it.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. That's one of the first things we ever did on the internet.
Well, it's gotten a lot crazier with the internet. When I worked at the Pekin Times, the newspaper, we had a number that we would put out and kids could call.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a few of us that would answer the calls and... We would be Santa.
Imagine you were chosen.
Oh, for that. Oh, how are you doing today? Have you been a good little boy? It's weird because we're making eye contact right
yeah.
now.
Yeah.
I'm talking to you. Yeah, and we've been drinking. Like, what's voice, on your Christmas list? The, yeah, you know, but yeah.
You're still drawing me in with the voice, though. Like, I want to tell you what I want for Christmas
would
now.
Would you like some free candy? Just step into my sleigh.
No, we're getting further away from, I think, what the point is.
Oh, Eric, you delight me.
Stop.
I'm
getting really uncomfortable.
The door's unlocked, right?
You wish.
It's still almost Halloween,
I guess.
It's going
to be a Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas indeed.
Stop.
So the lights have gone out on the tree, and that's because the cat unplugged them, but it's going to get electrocuted.
Which, spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert, if you're not there yet and you haven't seen this movie before, there's going to be a cat death here in a bit. And we know for a fact the cat died because it leaves behind an impression.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's cool now that they can do things like that to keep the Christmas magic alive a little bit more for younger kids, because kids these days are like really jaded.
Yeah.
Compared, like, I guess we were just a lot more gullible back when we were kids. Like, oh yeah, there's this dude and he flies all around the world in one night with all these presents and he happens to know what all of us want and he negotiates the time zones perfectly fine. And
I can't do it when I drive through Indiana.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like, what are you guys doing over here?
And he eats cookies every time? So, yeah, like, kids nowadays, they're, I think, a little tougher to...
Yeah, we all had to find out from, like, our friend's big brother. Like,
yeah.
Santa's not real, you little dickheads. But, like, now they can just, like, Google, is Santa
yeah,
real?
YouTube?
Nope.
Is there an unboxing video about the myth of Santa? Probably.
I don't know that that's entirely true, though, because I'm fairly sure that on multiple occasions people have told Jackson, or he's seen it on, like, videos, that Santa isn't real, but he's still holding on to it. He believes that Santa is real, so...
Or he's just like me and wants to hold on to it for as long as...
He thinks he won't get presents.
Probably.
That's a thing, too. So I said,
I'll play along. They don't got... What they don't know won't hurt them, you know?
It would break their heart if they knew that Santa wasn't real. me and the oldest of, like, there was, like, another family lived down the street that we were super close with, and the oldest of that family, and I was the oldest of mine, like, we found out that if you don't believe, you don't receive stuff. Like, she kind of impressed that on me, so, like, we ran a conspiracy for a couple years of, like, totally real, everyone play along.
Does that... I'm not going to go there.
Oh.
If you don't believe, you don't receive. I believe! That's a totally different movie. So, we've got an Odell Brewing Company Sunny Rain Golden Tart. We're gonna take it up a notch on the citrus factor, I think. This came out of an Odell variety pack, I believe. It was a fall seasonal pack, but Sunny Rain makes me think that would be summertime. But yeah, this is from Odell in Fort Collins, Colorado. We've tried a few of their beers. I expected it to be a lot more tart when I first had it. I thought it was a lot easier drinking. So I think that's what we're going to close this show out
with. The name of this courier company is Speedball.
Cocaine. It's a hell of a drug.
Funny story about that.
Cocaine?
Yeah. Oh, okay. My mom
worked for Pablo Escobar.
She'll tell the story all the time now, but when she first told me this story, she didn't realize she was at this bar, and apparently this guy asked her if she wanted to do an eight ball.
Oh shit. Okay.
And, like, went back to the bathroom and they were going to play pool.
Why would you play pool in the bathroom?
She didn't know
pocket
what it meant.
Pool. That's what she... Pocket. She was going to give him a handy through his pocket?
Oh, I hope not. No, the way she tells the story, it doesn't sound like that. But
follow a stranger to the bathroom,
written by the victors.
You're not playing pool.
Not to the bathroom, toward the bathroom.
Okay, was there a pool table in that vicinity?
Yes.
Okay.
She was, like, following him there, and, like, he continued on toward the bathroom, and...
Do you have a little model pool that he carried around in order to convince people?
Yeah.
Huh. That's a quick education on drug terms for her.
There you go.
So you mentioned I just got back from Portugal.
Correct.
So
did you do an eight ball while you were
there?
I did
not. So I didn't realize they had done full decriminalization. So it was really weird. Like the first couple of days we were downtown.
So they're like Amsterdam Part 2?
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's pretty new. So that no one knows what to do with it yet. So like
they're just like, do I eat this? It's legal, but I don't know what to do.
So this is a podcast, so you can't see what I look like, but I'm not someone who gets offered drugs a whole lot. I'm pretty
dorky. You look like a narc?
Yeah, kinda.
Okay.
So like whenever I have been offered drugs, it's like super like you know code words and I don't know the words. So
you're like
I feel
the awkward
like,
guy like yeah,
mom.
I want some of that.
Do we need eight balls? Yeah, let's treat ourselves. Like yeah. But there's none of that. They're just walking around. They're like, hey, like, cocaine, hashish? And they're like, no, thanks. And then they open up their hands, and they've got, like, a bag of cocaine, like it's a baby bunny or something, like or a kitten, that they just show you. Like, there's no subtext. There's no, like...
So, like, everything is decriminalized.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I didn't realize that until I got there. I didn't realize
that
once we were there.
Like...
You can buy cocaine from a guy.
Hey, you want to do some? You want to do some H? What's that? Hogwarts?
Hydrogen?
Yeah. No. You want to ride the dragon? Oh, that sounds delightful. Yes.
How tall do I have to be to ride the dragon?
So what? I'm confused. He got his bonus right.
And it's
point.
The Jelly of the Month Club. He's expecting a check for thousands to build a pool, and what he got was a check for the, or not a check, a membership to the Jelly of the Month Club. And here's his wish.
I want him brought from his happy holiday slumber over there in Melody Lane with all the other rich people. And I want him brought right here with a big ribbon on his head. And I want to look him straight in the eye. And I want to tell him what a cheap, lying, no good, rotten, four-flushing, low-life...
What is a four-flushing?
I don't know.
It's a John Hughes thing because it's in Home Alone, too.
What is it?
Four, I don't...
It implies, like...
It's such a big shit, you have to flush four times?
Okay.
Wow.
That does make sense, I guess.
Hallelujah. Holy shit.
Where's the Tylenol?
What a great end to that.
And there goes Cousin Eddie. Where's he going? Could it be Melody Lane?
Yeah, that's one of those, well, no one really has this troublesome priest type.
He's got the crazy eyes,
culpability.
Folks.
Hmm. Right, that's not very tart, but
that's what
good.
I'm saying.
It's
yeah.
a nice, like, that's a great, like, summery beer.
Exactly.
Very citrusy.
Very citrusy. Did you try one of these?
Does it belong in a fall?
No, I wouldn't.
No, I don't think I did, actually.
This is like, I'm working out in the lawn, or on the lawn, near a lawn, and this would be a good one to enjoy afterwards. I'll let you try that.
You may have covered this before, and it's definitely not seasonally appropriate, but a question I'm interested in, what's your favorite, like, crazy hot middle of summer beer?
Well, I have been known to enjoy, I mean, it's...
Leinenkugel.
Yeah, a summer shandy. Mm-hmm. I love a good summer shandy. On a hot day, I'll mow the yard, and I'm sweaty, and I come in, and it's like, do I want to chug a glass of water, or do I want to pound a summer shandy? I'll go for the summer shandy, and I'll drink water afterwards, because that doesn't quench your thirst at all, but it's really
it
refreshing.
Tastes great, yeah.
No, that's usually one I will go for. I don't mind a good Pilsner in those kind of occasions. Yeah. I'm not going to grab a double IPA, that's for sure. Like, I'm out of breath, and, like, my mouth is dry. I'm like, oh, I want hops out the ass right now and just to soak up any moisture in my mouth whatsoever. No. So, no chainsaws in the house, Clark. He has reached that level of I don't give a fuck that I try warning Jackson about sometimes with you when he's misbehaving and we're at the grocery store and he is not listening whatsoever and Brianna starts laughing and I'm like, oh, dear God, no.
You're that close
and
to scorched earth.
He's, like, smiling. I'm like, no, dude, no, you have no idea. You are in so much of a predicament right now because one more false step, and it is not going to end well for you tonight, friend. It's,
friend.
It's, yeah.
Yeah, she's not laughing because she just thought of a John Hughes movie.
Exactly.
She's
yeah,
imagining
it's like, I'm about ready
to
lose my shit in Aldi. And then I'll be damned if I even get my quarterback on this cart. I will put you in it and I will push you into the parking lot and you will fend for yourself. Oh, here we go. We got a critter.
We just had a
we did
not do
the job.
We did. We just had a good discussion about squirrels.
A good discussion.
And we can. I mean, I've had bad discussions about squirrels. It's finally time I had a good one. But we were talking. I almost hit a squirrel on the way back here. I did break. I break for squirrels. I break for anything really because I'm a good human. So I slowed down enough that the squirrel could get by and. She's like, did you kill it? And I'm like, well, I don't see a squirrel carcass in the street, and I don't see it running, so it either got through, or it is now hanging out on the grill of my car, which is frightening. And then I went on to say, you know, and think of this movie, how, like, I'm going to get out of the car, and the squirrel's going to jump on me and, like, attack me, and... I don't like rodents, and I said the only reason people like squirrels is because they have a fluffy tail and they hop when they walk. Yep. If they scurried like a rat, people would not like squirrels. And
you'd
if
have
they,
squirrel traps
everywhere. And, yeah, and if they didn't have that bushy tail, they would like them even less because they'd be a rat that can climb trees.
By the way, rats can climb trees.
But they don't do it as often, right. You know?
But they don't let them just hang out in parks.
So much yeah. thought into it. Like, he has points and facts to back up.
I have
those.
A PowerPoint presentation if we get
it.
That far.
I believe
but,
it. I
look forward to it.
Yeah, so Aunt Bethany and Uncle Lewis are just oblivious. Lewis is asleep. Bethany is knitting something for who knows what. And the squirrel is on Clark's back. It is anarchy.
Oh, no.
Snots with superhuman strength busting through the door. And then we're going to have an edit cut here. And then they're going to... Did you see it?
No.
Am I the only one that saw it? Okay.
Yeah, I didn't see it.
Yeah. There was a little bit of a,
you're
of a
Tyler
break there.
Because
they had to go up the stairs. And then it's like, then they got to reconfigure and then come back down. If you know what to look for. But
I still missed it.
They're now tearing up the house, and that squirrel leapt right onto that camera.
I love that the cantilever thing that just breaks in half as the dog looks at it, like the wrong way.
And poor Margot, she gets road hardened, put away wet here by this squirrel and dog. She's had enough.
I like her costume.
That was an interesting outfit. And here we go. Squirrel to the chest, and now...
Up to the squirrel.
Gone. And here she comes. Bright cross.
Yeah, that's...
Todd's out.
So, we were talking about subtitles earlier.
Yes.
One time I thought she was saying Todd, but she said Toad, and she was talking about Clark.
Oh, really?
That's one of the things I just realized this time.
Yeah. No F word in the captions. That's their one F word they get for the PG-13 movie.
Jolliest bunch of assholes this side of the nut house. You're goofy. Piss me off hard.
Clark? It's over.
Not according to Santa's watch, it isn't. Now, come on, son. Stay out of this, Dad.
Clark, I think it's best if everyone just goes home.
Wait.
Before things get worse.
Worse?
What's his dad in?
Do
you know anything?
Let's find out.
Okay, he looks familiar. It's not the guy from Little Miss Sunshine, right? That's a different...
Oh, no, that's an Arkin.
Yeah, and he would have been younger.
Yeah.
Here.
Let's see here. Going through the cast. I must have scrolled too far. Or they're not on here. Oh, Clark Sr. His name is... John Randolph. He died in 2004. He was a Tony Award-winning character actor. So
why
he,
not for this?
He did Broadway and stuff like that. He was in Serpico? 181 acting credits, so he's done quite a bit, aside from stage work. He was in You Got Mail? Did an episode of Touched by an Angel.
Who didn't?
This guy. He did an episode of Seinfeld, so I have no idea if he shared the screen with Julia again. Played Colonel Van Pelt in Married with Children for an episode. Two episodes of Roseanne before this movie. A lot of TV work. I'm trying to see if he had a big stint on anything. Ooh, Greatest Adventure Stories from the Bible. I'm sure that was a good one.
I'm retiring.
So, yeah, it just... He's one of those guys that would pop up on a lot of things. It's just one episode after another. So... Yeah, I'm in the mid-70s at this point. Not a lot of film work, mostly television.
Away to the window, I flew like a flip.
But he was in... the 1970s King Kong with Jessica Lange and I have a glass from that movie upstairs in the collection.
That makes sense.
Uh-oh, he's got a bow, but it was supposed to be on his head. Boots to asses, here comes Cousin Eddie.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas, Clark! You better ready to do some kissing?
Yes, officer, it seems my husband's been abducted. The man was wearing a blue leisure suit. Place from Kansas. I mean, he was a huge, beastly, bulging man.
I have never been treated like this in my life.
I'm sorry, this is my family's first kidnapping.
You're fired! Where's the phone? I'm calling the police.
Man, just hold your wad there, fella. I had nothing to do with this. This here was my idea.
All right, he's still fired, and you are going to jail!
Oh, no, Eddie. I lost my temper when I got my bonus, and I guess I said a few things I shouldn't have.
Bonus? How did you get a bonus? I cut out bonuses this year.
I don't know what that is.
Thanks for telling
your mom.
I know what it is.
Who does eight balls in bathrooms? Is
in your bathroom.
Cooking food.
Thank you very much.
And I just got I got a group text of a pan of food that I won't be eating. So
well, that's
good. Good to know food's being made.
My cousin-in-law's heart is bigger than his brain. I appreciate that, Clark. As innocent. I'll be more than happy to take the rap on this. On behalf of myself and on behalf of every other employee you rear-ended this Christmas.
Do you like her glasses? Because they're very large.
No, yeah. But I have had people...
They're coming back. Because everything's in 20-year yeah. cycles. Yeah. I'm not looking forward to that coming back.
It's
kinda
a
here.
Thing now. Yeah, people are wearing glasses that are way too big for them.
I'll be damned if people are going to be wearing these big-ass glasses.
Well, they will be damned.
Out, they pick out, like, sunglasses and then put their they're okay. huge.
Yeah.
Oh, you work like, an optometry office or something?
Yeah, yeah.
Yep, she's in the eye business. Business is
the
good
because
everybody
eyes.
Has eyes.
Haven't been since I was like 7.
Yeah. Sorry.
Well, it's a.
You're just, lucky, man. I've been blind since I was 7.
You can get anything online now, including glasses. So everything, you know, it's hard still.
Yeah. See what you think of that. Oh, there he goes. And here come the cops with to the brightly lit house. We got SWAT team coming in.
Oh, this the old timey Crown Vic thing.
Right.
They killed a million of in the 80s in cartoon movies.
They're getting the pool. Hooray! Everybody's happy for a little bit. It's all gonna break bad here in a second. Yeah,
I love this. Down the Christmas light.
Coming down. How'd they get up there?
Helicopters.
Yeah.
You want to come in? You are gonna have to break down the goddamn door.
Some Mayor Artist shit.
That seemed unnecessary. Why do they have to break into the neighbor's house?
That's what I was wondering.
Oh. I think they have ulterior motives. So unnecessary.
This guy must have been running a parody Twitter account or something. That's why
I'm
hearing for it.
Now, here's what's funny. Look at Ellen's hand placement when they do a wider shot here. They freeze, or they tell her to freeze, and her automatic instinct is to grab his dick and balls.
I think you made a terrible mistake. I told you to freeze, mister.
Helen, thank God you're all right.
Do you You pointed out a lot of little things, but how have I never noticed that?
I have no idea, because it's kind of like
it's in the foreground.
She shakes his hand here in a second. She has to remove her hand from his dick, shake a hand, and then she puts it right back. Ellen Griswold loves that dick. That's apparently what we're supposed to take from that. See? And there's even a sound effect of her hand going back.
That is...
How do you think he paid for those furs?
You just find them in your attic. Everyone's got furs in their attic.
Right. So Rocky doesn't say a single line of dialogue in this movie, correct?
No, they have to pay you extra.
That's what I was going to say. Did they get him cheaper because he had no speaking lines? They're like, we'll go in for the girl, the cross-eyed girl, because she's kind of cute in that hick little kid way. But no, you can stay quiet and we'll just pay you your per diem.
Not to be a dick, but it looks like he had him out of the bargain bin anyway. Yeah. So.
But Brianna thinks he's cute.
Well,
yeah.
Let's see what he's up to these days.
Oh, no, this is going to get sad.
All right.
12 years in San Quentin.
I've done this before, and it's like, yeah, they're dead. So, Rocky, his name's Cody Berger, with a U, like the food. He was born 1983. Filmography. He was in the movie Heavyweight, which we're gonna be doing an episode of in the future. 7 credits. The last one was Heavyweights, so we will have to watch out for that. He played Boy at Picnic in Forever Young. That is the movie where Mel Gibson stays forever young and really likes Bob Dylan and Rod Stewart. This was his first movie. And he played Cub Scout number 3 in an episode of Home Improvement. So, not good enough for number 2, but... and he was in the Jamie Lee Curtis Richard Lewis TV series Anything But Love for 1 episode.
But he's not dead, at least.
He's not dead.
No.
I can probably find him on Facebook. We'll be like, what's up, Cody Berger? You were great in... Christmas Vacation. I'm actually looking him up.
Yeah, please do.
Cody Berger. Where you at? Oh, there's Cody Bergers everywhere.
I just realized how revealing her shirt is.
Oh, yeah.
I saw that earlier.
Oh, her boobs are out a lot in these movies.
Really?
Yeah. Beverly D'Angelo is evidently proud of her bosom. And, yeah, that's... They're always kind of hinting at her being a little stacked. Oh, hey, one of our future guests has just arrived, apparently. And it is the end of the movie. So, great time watching National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation with you two. I think we accomplished a lot. We covered a lot of ground. We got some hot topics off of my chest. And... yeah, and we drank some good
cocaine.
Beer. Yeah, and we found out a lot of things.
Squirrels.
About a lot of things. So I would like to thank all you Drunkomaniacs for listening to the show and kicking off your Christmas movie, hopefully month-long viewing of Christmas movies. We've got more coming up later in the month, so tune in next week when we watch another Christmas classic. But until then, this is the voice saying, you don't have to be drunk to enjoy these movies. But it doesn't hurt. We'll see you next time.